Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1022, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you alongside John Ritchie, James Seltzer. 888-729-9494. In today for Joe DeCamera, who is down at Philly's Fantasy Camp. We'll hit on that in a second here. We are debating Jeff Lurie, Andy Reid. Who is more responsible for what the Eagles have become the last 2 decades? Both deserve a ton of credit. I think it's pretty clear those two get to be at the top of the list when you write out credit for what the Eagles have become. I say it's Jeff Lurie, though, because he was the visionary. He put this thing together. He hired Andy Reid. He then got this franchise back on its feet. He was a guy that was never afraid of looking forward what the league was going to look like in terms of the way the game would be structured, analytics, hiring Howie, developing Howie. I give Jeff a lot of credit here. John, of course, you go Andy Reid.
I dock Jeffrey a little bit.
For what? For the chip thing?
Howie, exactly how the Howie thing has been handled. There are times when I don't know that there are the checks and balances in place necessary to allow Howie to be the best Howie.
He trusts Howie. He trusts Howie.
Ultimate trust. I mean, it's end-all, be-all trust, where we are told all the time that Howie is the last voice, the last word on everything. Everything football. That right there is, I wonder.
I think we all wonder about that.
I think there needs to be a rethinking of exactly how that works.
Well, and what makes that stronger, I think, the belief Jeffrey has, is that they won a Super Bowl. Howie did construct that team. So he gets It's almost like he gets leeway for a long time because of that. 888-729-9494 is how you hop in. So our poll question up here at WIP Midday Show, then we have to get James Seltzer's perspective on this. Brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all the pro football playoff action at the Casino at Delaware Park. Sportsbook lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. So early on here in the poll, 57.9% say Jeff Lurie, 42.1% say Andy Reid. James Seltzer, what are you thinking here?
I think it's clearly Jeffrey Lurie. Honestly, I'm surprised it's even a discussion. I think it is so far and away Jeff Lurie. What that guy has done for this city. I mean, before Jeff Lurie, the Eagles were, they had the Dick Vermeil years, Buddy. I mean, they were a long time laughingstock for the most part.
They were.
And Jeffrey Lurie completely turned that around. He's the one who hired
Jeffrey
Andy Reid. He's the one who gave Andy Reid the power to do what he needed to do.
Yeah, he wrote the check.
He's the one who fired Chip Kelly when he needed to, went out and brought Doug Peterson in, reshaped the organization, and brought a Super Bowl to Philadelphia.
Reshaped the organization with Doug Peterson, who Andy Reid told him to hire, who shaped the organization exactly the way Andy had shaped it before Chip. Yes, Jeffrey deserves a lot of credit. It is so much more Andy than Jeffrey. You acknowledge that Doug was created by Andy.
Jeffrey Lurie hired Doug Peterson.
Doug was coaching high school football, and Andy said, you know what? I liked you as a player. You're a smart guy.
So you're saying
Doug
Peterson doesn't exist without Andy Reid? He never would have figured it out. He never would have had a chance. Like, you're giving all of
Doug Peterson was a high school football coach, and Andy Reid hired him to the NFL.
Again, Jeffrey did have to sign off on hiring Andy. Hiring Doug.
And Andy, for that matter. Out of nowhere. Andy was someone no one had ever heard of before, and Jeffrey Lurie is the one who decided to give him that job.
I think it's fair to give Andy credit for developing Doug as a coach, suggesting Doug here to Jeff Lurie. But, like, Jeff Lurie had to sign off on that hire. Andy Reid didn't hire Doug Peterson here. Jeff Lurie had to say, okay, I trust you, Andy. And whatever Doug said him in the interview was good enough that they hired him. Like, credit for that. Let's throw this in there.
I think we all acknowledge it's both. But I'm telling you, like, saying, hey, Andy, what do you think I should do? And then Andy telling him what he thinks he should do. And then Jeffrey saying, okay. Like, that means Jeffrey just did more work than Andy did in making the recommendation. The thought process that goes into choosing who would be a good fit was done by one guy, was approved by the other guy, and you're going to say the guy who approved it did more work, lifted more weight in that decision-making?
Here's what I'm going to say to you. This is what I'm going to say. 888-729-9494. The Eagles were a bad franchise, and then Jeffrey got here, and it's been a great franchise since. Like, he's the common denominator that has been here since the day he got here to now. And he's been gone for a while. They're still a good franchise. And also, like, back in the day, there were rumors the Eagles could leave Philadelphia.
Because they rebuilt it in his image.
There were rumors the Eagles could leave Philadelphia. That was a real thing at one point. Like, think about that now. Think about how stable this franchise is. And at one point, it was like, yeah, I don't know, the Eagles could go to Arizona. Like, that seems like it's, like, someone young listening now is like, that's crazy.
But that happened.
Yes,
but part of why Jeffrey went back to Andy and asked him his opinion on who he thought should be hired as the next head coach is because he wanted to rebuild the organization the way Andy had done it before. That had been torn to pieces by the Chip Kelly blip. And, you know, Jeffrey, you know, certainly I credit him for realizing it needed to be normalized again in the Andy way.
Right. He went back to what worked.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm looking at it now. I believe here. I'm trying to do the math. I think the Eagles only won like three outside of the Vermeil Super Bowl run. I think the franchise only won like three playoff games before Lurie got here. They had one run. They got to the Super Bowl under Vermeil. I'm talking about the Super Bowl era. Obviously, they had NFL championships way back in the day. But in the Super Bowl era, from the time the Super Bowl began in the 60s to when Jeffrey took over, the Super Bowl run by Vermeil that one year, 1980. Other than that, I think they just won three playoff games in totality. Like, it was not a good franchise. And since Jeffrey got here, they've won a lot of football games in general, but a lot of playoff games. 888-729-9494. We'll take your calls here coming up. We got to throw this in the mix, though, because John, I'm going to let you rant on this. But I came in today, and I asked a simple question, like, you know, how's Joe doing? Joe DeCamera, of course, is down at Philly's fantasy camp. And I got sullen looks on really everyone's faces. I mean, I kind of got a chuckle from Seltzer. But I can see it right now. There's, like, anger on John Ritchie's face. So what's going on with Joe? Is he not doing well? Is he not hitting the cover off the ball down there?
Well, Jimmy, I guess this.
Yeah, I got a text this morning from Joe DeCamera saying that he's done.
What do you mean?
The groin is too much to bear. He said he woke up this morning, couldn't lift his leg up. He says he is done. He is no longer playing.
One day he was down there, right?
More baseball at Philly's fantasy camp.
It's fun. It's supposed to be an exhibition. They're not making him run sprints. Am I right about this?
He even said, I didn't even work it that hard. I don't know what happened.
This is the same injury as last year, right? This is the core muscle situation? Jadeveon Clowney, Joe DeCamera.
One of the many, many, many injuries, yes.
You got to be kidding me.
This is, okay, what a wonderful, it's a dream scenario. You get a chance
it's
to go down
fantasy camp.
To Florida and
fantasy.
Live a fantasy where you're coached and you play alongside Philly's greats from history.
Everyone listening wishes they could do that.
Absolutely.
I want to leave you guys and
yes,
go down there right now.
Me
to play
too.
Fantasy camp.
And I'm terrible at baseball. Right now. I would jump at this opportunity. And he is now saying, my groin hurts so badly, I just can't go anymore. After one day of swinging a bat and making errors in the outfield, and pure failure, truly. Like yesterday, he had multiple errors. He was thrown out at home plate after walking himself to get on base. And it looked like, and here's what's fishy. It looked like he was going to lose out on this bet. That's the bottom line.
So what was the bet?
I think that's part of
it. What was his bet?
He had to get five hits with an extra base hit in there or get six hits total if they were all singles. Now, and then if he was able to achieve that,
right.
John Brazier, the Phillies director of fun and games, was going to authorize our show to go down there on the field for batting practice prior to a Phillies game at Citizens Bank and just hang out and watch Bryce Harper, watch JT Realmuto take batting practice.
So wait, so the camera's costing you and the listeners of this show batting practice with Bryce Harper?
Yes. Yeah.
Like a life dream because, type of thing.
Because his groin hurts. You know who else's groin hurts? Everyone who plays a sport. Every once in a while you get a tweak here and there. Hey, guess what? Josh McCown tore his hamstring off the bone
and played
early in the playoff game.
Played the whole game.
Played the whole game. I guarantee you don't have an avulsion like Josh McCown did. I guarantee you could push through and try to suck it up. Just try for a second to be hardy and a good teammate and, well, tough. And do the right thing here for our sake. I want to go see batting practice.
Me too.
I think everyone that we talk to every day, like, I want them to have the chance to go down and see this too.
It's the first time in the history of the show that you, me, the audience have all been rooting for Joe DeCamp.
Yeah.
Yes.
Normally,
and
we
he's
root against
quitting.
Him. We are all
he's
on his side.
Quitting on us. Because he says his groin that he just rehabbed for an entire year. And, okay, hey, guys, he says I may have to have core muscle surgery. Well, we don't know that. But I know Jadeveon Clowney just played an entire season.
Nate Gary
didn't practice.
Played a full season with a core muscle injury.
Guys, play with it. You got a couple days to suck it up. And get a couple hits for everyone's sake.
We're talking about guys playing through these injuries where they have to, like, play another game and another game. Joe just has to get through 2 days of a weekend of playing intramural baseball. What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a post. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's one thing. It's sad. I would call it sad if it was just about him and he didn't want to play anymore, right? If he tapped out, if it was just about his experience. But this is more than that. This is for the show.
Yep. Yes.
This is for the audience. This is for you guys.
The
greater good.
We're counting on him.
And that, to me, I mean, the way I look at this is he's soft. Like, there's no other there's no
soft
other way to describe
isn't even
it.
The word.
The camera is clearly soft, and it's – we can't deny it anymore. I think everyone's felt it for a while, but we can't deny it anymore that Joe DeCamera is obviously soft.
Like tissue soft.
Yes. The softest, the cushiest. That's a great question.
Well, you know what? Let's do it as a little side topic here. What is softer than Joe DeCamera? 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. We'll talk Reed and Lori, but then give us something softer than DeCamera. You have something off the top of your head, James?
I do, yes. So my aunt got my daughter Zoe literally the softest blanket you've ever felt in your life. You put it against your face, and it feels like a million little feathers is rubbing up against your face. Joe DeCamera is softer than that blanket. That's how soft Joe DeCamera is.
Wow.
You know what? Give us something softer. DeCamera is softer than. And you know what? When you think of everyone has one of those blankets at home, too. Like,
great. It's so
you
great.
You just want to fall asleep on it. And DeCamera, we found out, is softer than that. I'll give you one, just a simple one, John. I'll take the simple one off the top because it's the one that I think summarizes how soft DeCamera is. He's softer than cotton. I mean, he is softer than the softest cotton you've ever felt. That's what we found out here. Come on.
Yeah.
DeCamera, get your uniform on
cotton
and play.
Soft. Pudding.
Softer than pudding. Well, he is.
Pudding. Munchy cheese. What? My gosh. This is, and I hope that this is Joe just trying to get our goat, right? It could be.
Do you think he's kind of playing it up
down
there?
Maybe he is.
He's going to play today.
Maybe.
Then.
I hope so.
So they
you know what? There is a part of me that wants to believe in Joe DeCamera because he's my partner, man.
Yeah,
he's
with him every
teammate.
Day. I mean, you guys do a great show.
There's part of me that believes in him and that he can't possibly be this lost to where he would actually quit on us. Maybe he's being a showman.
Joe
can
be a showman.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any possibility he's actually truly hurt here? Like, to the point where, like, oh, he
no,
really
can't. No, I believe
he
probably tweaked it, the groin.
But if someone's tough, you play through a tweak.
And I agree. I know for a fact that I was tweaking my groin for the last 2 years I played.
I mean, let's be real here. There's people
and I was
listening.
Vigilant about it, and I stayed on top of it like he should have been doing. Like, maybe he should have tried to do more than the, you know, cursory rehab on the groin that he did prior to going down there. Try to play some baseball. Wouldn't that have been smart?
Get yourself in a little in shape.
Be in shape, for God's sake.
I mean, there are people listening right now who definitely pulled something or they have a bad back, and you know what they're doing? They're at work right now, John.
Yes, you work through it. You learn to work around it.
Yeah.
Like, what you have to do, you don't have to play center field. We can sit you on, you know, third base.
Just post. Get out there.
We can sit you on, yes. Go out there and try, because that's what a winner does, right? We want you to be a winner because we want to win. We deserve better than this, Joe DeCamera.
Update, by the way. We will have Milt Thompson, who was Joe's coach until Joe quit, calling in at 12:05 today to give an update on the whole situation straight from the mouth of it going on.
See, Milt Thompson, I mean, that guy understands this. He was not soft. He is not soft.
Jeez.
And now he's, I mean, you know what?
You'd think Milt would be able to coach him up and to get
the saddest
a handful
part.
Of hits.
That's the saddest part. Like, you think about the people that go down to fantasy camp, and they probably are raring to go, can't wait, don't want to take a moment off. They want every at-bat they can. They want every moment, because they're soaking it all in.
Right.
And then you have DeCamera here, who's really letting down, I'd say, the city of Philadelphia.
DeCamera, who yesterday walked with the bases loaded, when he... We all know he needs to get hits for all of our sakes. He walked with the bases loaded, incensed Mickey Morandini.
A regular Carlos Santana down there. Taking his walks, going to first base.
Yeah.
You know what, Joe? I'll just put it this way.
That's the thing,
walked
right? People
at
go to
fantasy
Philly's
camp.
Fantasy camp to not take their bat off the shoulder. That's why you go there, to work on your pitch recognition skills.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
You're not working the pitcher's count in the sixth inning of a game in May. Like, this is fantasy camp here, Joe.
It was a 3-0 count.
Right? Swing the bat.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're all
the bases loaded.
We're all irate with DeCamera. 888-729-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Lurie or Reed? Who deserves more credit for what the Eagles have been, the success they've had over the last two decades? I believe it is Jeffrey Lurie, the visionary of this. John Ritchie believes it is Andy Reid, the guy responsible for so many wins and really leaving over and leaving behind a great blueprint for the Eagles franchise. 888-729-9494. And then we talk about soft things in honor of, yes, Joe DeCamera, the softest guy we know, pulling himself out of fantasy camp in Clearwater. 888-729-9494. That's how you hop in. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.